Almost time to be counted. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. USDA and the National FFA Organization are developing online tools and classroom curriculum centered on the 2007 Census of Agriculture. Rod Bain has more.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture's many subdepartments and agencies have increased their attempts to partner with other government and private organizations in recent years through a variety of programs. That technique is nothing new, including to the National Agricultural Statistics Service, which has utilized such partnerships in presenting the Census of Agriculture every 5 years.
Because we're making a very concentrated effort to reach out the small farms and the minority farm operators to make sure that they get in this Census of Agriculture.
But according to NAS Administrator Ron Bosecker, there is a new effort underway to reach young farmers and ranchers through the Census of Agriculture, and that is being conducted through a partnership with the National FFA Organization.
And we think that by partnering with FFA and having them help us to develop educational tutorials and instructions on the use of agriculture and to get this information out to students will pay great dividends down the road.
And while most of the learning tools are designed for online use, Bosecker says NAS and FFA are also developing a series of classroom-ready lesson plans about the Census of Agriculture for teachers, all of which should be available by late fall.
I think the message from FFA will emphasize how much these data are used throughout the agricultural community. I think that's not as broadly and widely recognized among producers themselves as it perhaps should be.
And all this comes as the 2007 Census of Agriculture is set to be released. Forms will be mailed out by NAS on December 28th and due February 4th. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
The Census of Agriculture, important to all farmers. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.